This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Governor Polis and public health officials want Coloradans to get back to living their normal pre-pandemic lives. Polis said Friday that those who are fully vaccinated and boosted are largely safe to do just that. But officials stressed that they will be ready if case numbers surge again. Scott Bookman is the state's COVID-19 incident commander.
We will be here if you need us. And so we will be prepared to surge again if the moment requires us to surge.
The state's new plan also calls for more research into long COVID symptoms and training more healthcare workers. Colorado's joining three other western states to try to get federal funding for a regional hydrogen energy hub. CPR's Miguel Otorola reports.
The U.S. Department of Energy last week announced $8 billion to build four hubs around the country, which would create jobs and expand the use of clean hydrogen. That's hydrogen created with renewable resources like solar, wind, and nuclear power. Colorado is joining New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming in applying for the funding. Governor Jared Polis says clean hydrogen would help the state achieve its greenhouse gas emission reduction goals. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
No decisions were made Friday by a judge regarding four members of the Douglas County School Board. Judge Jeffrey Holmes will decide whether they violated Colorado's open meetings law when they met to discuss Corey Wise, the former school superintendent who was recently fired. You're listening to CPR News.